The World This Week, Politics.
At the UN, Joe Biden called Mr. Putin's nuclear threats irresponsible. The Dutch Prime Minister, Mark Rutte, suggested that Mr. Putin was panicking and advised everyone to keep calm. Ukraine's President, Volodymyr Zelensky, demanded the return of all Ukrainian land, a tribunal for war crimes, and reparations for all the Ukrainians Mr. Putin's men have murdered. Armenia and Azerbaijan agreed to a ceasefire following the worst outbreak of fighting between the two countries since 2020. America has been involved in efforts to sue for peace in a conflict taking place in Russia's backyard. Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State, held talks with the Armenian and Azeri foreign ministers in New York. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, visited Armenia, the most senior American politician to do so since Armenia gained independence from the Soviet Union in 1991. 9 people were killed in Iran during the biggest protests against the government in years. They were sparked by the death in custody of a young woman 3 days after being arrested by the morality police for being improperly dressed. She was wearing a loose head covering. Palestinian security forces clashed with militants and protesters after arresting members of Hamas who are wanted by Israel. About 90 people have been killed this year in the West Bank, mostly by Israeli police and soldiers. Israel has repeatedly raided the area after a wave of terrorist attacks by Palestinians and Israeli Arabs. Large numbers of Eritrean troops have invaded Tigray, a northern region of Ethiopia that has been battling Ethiopian government forces since late 2020. Eritrea had previously intervened to help Abiy Ahmed, Ethiopia's prime minister, but withdrew its forces last year because of international pressure and battlefield setbacks. Separately, UN investigators said Ethiopia's blockade of Tigray was a crime against humanity. Unrest in Haiti escalated after protests over the removal of fuel subsidies turned into more generalized anger over poverty and violence. The Caribbean country has endured instability and gang mayhem since the assassination of its president last year. American officials say businessmen abroad may be helping to stir up the unrest, which threatens to topple the current Prime Minister, Ariel Henry.